deaths from the Corona Doom vaccinations. That's more than the than the disease actually killed this year. If there is a body count. So we have all of that coming up today. There's a cop. What's his name? Brandon Tatum. Where do you hear this? There's a police officer that is named a former police officer went on BBC World News. Now, the BBC World News recruited this guy. It was like, let's get a black cop on here who expresses outrage. His outrage and his joy. His outrage at what happened to George Floyd. And his joy that the jury did the right thing. By the by, that juror who spilled the beans. It's not Maxine Waters that's going to cause a mistrial. That juror that spilled the beans. It's all over the news media now. And she was an alternate. That she would have voted to acquit. She went in there to vote to acquit because she didn't want another riot in her neighborhood. Chauvin is going to walk. And there's going to be I say Chauvin's going to walk. They have to go back to another Minnesota court or one of the courts of appeals would be in the same district as the one where the case was tried. So there is a possibility that a judge, fearing that he doesn't want his house eggshelled, bombed, rioted, looted, raped, robbed, and pillaged, and what have you, I deny the appeal. You have no business being here. Which is why, ultimately, what's going to happen here, I think what's going to happen, is there will be another trial. There will be a mistrial declared. And the only way you're going to get any justice, if there is such a thing here, will be to try Derek Chauvin in a civil court somewhere in another venue. If you have it in Minneapolis, you're going to get the same result. And as we talked about Friday's show, the militarization of the police is at least partly responsible for this situation. But the major part of the responsibility, somebody actually did there was a story, I think it was at the New Epic Times the other day. We had it in the pile of prep on Friday, and I don't think we did it, was about the now the provable and statistical reality that fatherless children, especially males, are the ones that are making all the trouble. Are the ones here it is. Most mass shooters are dad-deprived males, according to author Warren Farrell. Key commonalities for most mass shooters in the United States are that they are male and that they lack a father figure in their lives, Arthur Warren Farrell says. Quote, there's common denominators among mass shooters. The most obvious is that they're male. 98% are male. The second common denominator is that they're almost all dad-deprived males. People who carry out mass shootings at schools in particular tend to be boys who were suicidal, depressed, and dad-deprived. In one example, a recent school shooter in Indianapolis did not have a father because in his early teens, his dad committed suicide. In another case, Stephen Paddock. We explored the Paddock case. Remember, Paddock was the nutbag that got into the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas and on Halloween night, massacred from a hotel window 58 people. Attending some concert down below. And remember the FBI still did it. The FBI threw its hands up and went, we don't know. We don't know why he did it. We don't even know how he got away with it. And, of course, the Las Vegas Police Department was told to stand down. The feds are in charge here now. We have jurisdiction. I explained the shooting easily. The guy was paying his debt to Satan. He made a deal with the devil. He actually did sell his soul. And the devil saw the opportunity and put Paddock in the right place to mow those people down. In any event, Paddock is another one that did not have Stephen Paddock, who killed 58 in a mass shooting in Las Vegas, experienced his father in prison and went lengthy periods of time without seeing him. Adam Lanza, who authorities say opened fire in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012, also did not often see his father, who was divorced from his mother. The author, Warren Farrell, says, quote, "What we think of when we think of mass shootings is the people who are hurt. We don't realize that all of these people are hurt by boys who are hurt, who are deprived of their dads, who are feeling neglected and depressed," said Farrell, the chair of the coalition to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. This is not news here, and it makes infinite and ultimate common sense that when dad is missing out of the home, when the father is MIA, then the children will find fatherly figures, unfortunately, from the worst among us. There was a documentary that Mitish Char and I watched called The Cheshire Street Murders, I think it's called. And the two nutbags, the two demonically inspired and infused lunatics that killed a 13-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl and the mother in their house after a hostage standoff. One of the perps was an admitted and known pervert. He was a pederast. And he had been in jail, and they let him out. He's reformed now. And they even interviewed in the documentary, they interviewed the guy that was on the parole board, and the parole board guy went like, I only run the board. I didn't have a vote on this because I never would have let that pervert out. I won't even get into what these two Satanists did to this poor child, these two poor children inside that house. But both of them, one of them had no dad, and the other one had a foster family dad who also was a pederast. You know, folks, this is an epidemic out there that's not going to fix itself. And by the by, the pederast became a pederast because he discovered porn when he was like 8 years old. 8 year olds, dude. This stuff gets in and it corrupts. Okay, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, here on the week that the Upon These Rocks Congress will convene. If you want a ticket to watch and to listen to Saturday and Sunday's proceedings, well, then go to mikechurch.com/shop, and you will see it there. And we will do our best to provide C-SPAN-style quality broadcast on video and on radio. Of course, Crusade Channel quality broadcast on the radio end. But you will be able to, you can today sign up to a stream if you're not going to attend, and that's almost all of you. So there should be a lot of people, and of course there will be a chat room that we will have open as well for people that are watching the event. So you'll be able to do all of that at upontheserocks.co. But to sign up for the broadcast, go to mikechurch.com/shop. All right, let me run down a few more headlines here, and then we'll sink our teeth into the suicide of America. Great column that's out at theamericangreatness.com today. Is it Roger Kimball or Richard Kimball? Kimball. The Suicide of the West from the American Greatness. I know I have it open. Roger Kimball, okay. by the by. I didn't know this because I don't really look at who follows me on the Twitter. So I did not know that. And this, I was telling Mrs. O'Connell because she goes, "Who is Adrian Vermeule or Vermeule or however you pronounce his name?" I said, "Well, he's a professor of law at Harvard, mother." And I believe he's a Catholic because there's a couple of priests that follow him. He's very active on Twitter, and for people seem to think that he's a libtard.